Seamus Toomey on the line with us this morning. Seamus, how are you?
Happy fabulous Friday to you,
right,
Wendy.
Back at you, my friend. Seamus is the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. And since, you know, I want no negativity today, we have to get a little in because sometimes news isn't pretty. So we're going to leave our best story for last, if that's okay with you.
Perfect. Yep. Yeah, we'll go out on a high note.
That's what we have to do. All right. Let's start with the Congress Theater. There's been this long drawn out plan to revive it, but now there's another major setback. What's going on?
Right. I'll try to keep it positive, but the Congress Theater has been closed since 2013. This is the big 100-year-old theater at 2135 North Milwaukee in Logan Square. It had really fallen into disrepair in the last couple of years. For anyone that had seen shows there would know that you looked up at the ceiling and wonder if it was coming down on you or not. And they've been trying to rebuild it now. Lots of ups and downs. Obviously, the pandemic threw some wrenches in it as well. They do have a plan to completely renovated, build apartments and stores around it for about $88 million. The new wrinkle, though, is because there's been so many delays, the TIF money that was supposed to go to help fund it, $27 million in city tax increment financing money, is set to expire at the end of next year. So the developers and the aldermen out that way are getting nervous that they may not be able to get that money. So they're trying to get the state legislature and the city council to extend the deadline for that TIF, which, you know, opens up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah.
Most people don't like the TIF money, especially when they go to things that don't necessarily support the original cause. But some of the original causes for TIF money is to build developments that will spur other developments. So there's an argument being made that this $27 million could help Logan Square and get that section back active again. But we'll wait and see. I think I've learned enough now after 10 years of reporting the story that this is probably not the last twist and turn. But I'm a big fan of these old movie palaces.
And
just what they can do to anchor a neighborhood, whether they're hosting live performances or movies or anything. I think they're an asset that our future generations will thank us for caring about.
Agreed. And speaking of neighbors and neighborhoods, Riot Fest organizers are making some changes because they're trying to win over the neighbors because of noise complaints and other things. Great lineup, if I may just say. Foo Fighters, Death Cab for Cutie, Queens of the Stone Age, The Cure. Big, great lineup for Riot Fest.
It was amazing. I know when they came out with the lineup, people were shocked. It was sort of getting somewhat away from a little bit of the roots, but you know, it's hard to argue with Dave Grohl rolling into town.
Yeah.
It's set for September 15th through 17th in Douglas Park in the North Lawndale neighborhood. And you know, ever since they moved to Douglas Park a couple years ago, it's sort of been a battle with the neighbors who are trying to continue to use the park during some of these big concerts and festivals. They fight with the noise, the traffic. So this is still an ongoing battle. We haven't actually gotten park district confirmation that they're going to get all their permits. It does usually happen, but this week the Riot Fest folks sat down with the neighborhood. They said they're going to keep noise and speakers away from being pointed at the two hospitals nearby, which is a good start, Mount Sinai and St. Anthony over there in California. They're going to have noise monitoring throughout the entire festival with real-time monitoring to keep it down. They're going to commit to hiring some West Side musical artists to be part of the lineup. We don't know who that is yet, but that will be pretty cool, and we'll make sure Block Club tracks those people down to talk to them about what it's like playing in their neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And trying to do more about park cleanup afterwards and more accessibility to the park for the soccer fields and the football field and the tennis courts during those 3 days. So they're doing their best to make the neighbors happy, but it will be a continuing discussion, I'm sure.
And that Riot Fest is coming up September 15th through the 17th. All right, let's end on a feel good today, Seamus, shall we? An 11-year-old Taylor Swift super fan from the suburbs got to meet her idol.
Yes, it was a sweet story. Throughout the Eras tour, Taylor Swift has made a point at the end of her song 22 to walk down to the end of the stage to take off her fedora and give it to a waiting fan. And you know, we were fascinated to know how exactly did this Chicago fan on last Friday night, how did she get chosen? How did she get the hat? Her name was Isabella Avila. She's from Crest Hill. Sweet story, huge, you know, like many of the people in the stands had been a Taylor Swift fan her entire life. Parents struggled to find tickets. Her mom finally found someone's the day of, surprised her. She's a straight-A student, so she surprised her and made her day. But what seemed to be really the trick to how to she got the big nod was she spotted Taylor Swift's mom in the stands, Andrea Swift, and ran up to her. She recognized her from TikTok. Uh-huh. She said she ran up to her, exchanged bracelets with her. She got one that said "Mama Swift loves you." Taylor Swift's dad gave her a guitar pick, et cetera, et cetera. And an hour later, she got tapped on the shoulder, and they said, come on up, and they escorted her up to the front of the stage. And at the end of the song, Taylor Swift came down, gave her the hat, said hello, exchanged bracelets as well, and just gave her a memory of a lifetime. And you know, all those 70,000 people in the stands too. It was pretty cool to know that, you know, just an 11-year-old got that opportunity.
It was so great, and to walk you into the weekend, everyone. This little sweet girl, her quote about Taylor Swift: "She smelled like cherries, and her hands were soft." So take that into the weekend and enjoy yours, Seamus. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thanks, Wendy. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. He smells like cherries, too.